Hey gang, welcome back to the Xbox Insider Podcast. The crew has assembled here to give you guys a look and a rundown of the news, recent releases, and we want to go ahead and talk about a couple things with you guys. Hope you guys have had an amazing and excellent Halloween. I know it was spooky time. So, my name is Edward, gamertag Tamazander, and I am joined by, of course, and as always, Aaron, gamertag Marth989.
Hey guys.
And Jason, gamertag Pezmare.
Hello to you all.
And like the past couple of weeks, we have a Dom, gamertag Dombine, as our director. Good old director Dom. And also, we are joined as our assistant director to director Dom, our founder and great guy, Fuller.
Our faithful leader.
I forgot your gamertag. You're going to hate me for that one.
XI Fuller.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. I need to do that in my gamer tag. So, before we get started, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit. I think Aaron has something for the gang.
Okay then, folks. Last podcast, we did announce that we would have a Rocket Riot contest, giving away a copy of Rocket Riot to anyone who could add a caption to an image on the website. Now, we don't normally try and set up competitions before we've received the codes from the companies, but this time we did, as we were assured we were going to get the code. But we didn't receive the code within time to actually set up a competition, so what we're going to do this week is we're going to give you an even better competition, and we have the codes already for this one, which is Double Sixes Let's Go Tower Defense Play. On the Xbox Live Marketplace, we're going to be giving away two copies of that. We're going to put the details for the competition at the end of the podcast, as usual. Yeah, and two people will get the chance to win that South Park game by the next podcast. Okay, then, on to Pez with the news.
Alrighty, let me just find out where it is. Okay, in the news over the last 2 weeks has come the following announcement. Left 4 Dead 2 is getting avatar unlockables. This includes a couple of Left 4 Dead shirts and a couple of hoodies, including Depeche Mode if you're really into them, which is interesting, an interesting choice. Infinity Ward's Modern Warfare 2 will be getting a third-person view. This is for local play for more than one player, so split-screen. It's a bit of an interesting move for Modern Warfare, because we haven't seen third-person view before, but I guess there's a lot of Gears of War fanboys who don't know what first-person shooter is anymore. Explosion Man this week has gotten its avatar unlockables. These were promised when the summer/winter of arcade started way back when. They've finally arrived now. So if you've got the game and got a couple of achievements, jump in, start up the game, and it'll do a title update, and then you can get your unlockables from there. WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 has come out cheap in the UK. Little bargain hunter deal for anyone out there, but you can pick it up for about 20, and I quote unquote here, you can pick it up for about 20 quid. I think they use shellfish over there for their monies. So yeah, if you want squid, you can go go pick it up with WWE. Okay, and finally in the news this week, Halo Waypoint has come out. This is, at the moment, at the time of current recording, it's only out in the US, but I'm sure it'll come out in the UK and Australia by the time the actual podcast is published. This is only for people with the preview program, I believe. But yeah, you'll be able to jump in and download Halo Waypoint. And as it populates your achievements, you'll get some avatar unlockables, including an uber cool monitor to fly around your face. So if you've got all your Halo games played, download Waypoint, and yeah, it'll be your one-stop source for all of your Halo needs. And that's it for the news. Guys, what have you been playing this week? Aaron.
Well, I'm at uni, but I foolishly bought an extremely long game. As most people know, Fallout 3. Really long game, quite long achievements, especially some of the collection achievements. But yeah, I've been playing that pretty much all week, nothing but that. And yeah, I finished it last night. It took about 66 hours. So spent a lot of time on that. That's just the main campaign, though. Obviously, I bought the Game of the Year edition, which came with the 5 free pieces of DLC, and finished Operation Anchorage today, which, after playing through Fallout 3 and being in a kind of like downtrodden wasteland for 2 weeks of playing and scavenging and your weapons breaking and basically being on your own, having played Operation Anchorage, where all your weapons are perfect, it almost felt like a James Bond game, kind of going in, infiltrating. You can sneak about if you want, or you can go all guns blazing. And yeah, definitely the DLC Operation Anchorage worth the 800 points, but if you're smart, you'll do what I did, get the Game of the Year edition. I'll also be playing the other 4 pieces of DLC in the coming future, so I'll probably talk about them next podcast. What about you, Ed? What have you been playing?
Not a lot. I have actually not been playing a lot this week. I just got back from vacations, that took up a good bit. And I have been playing South Park, Let's Go Tower Defense, Play, Go. I'm never going to get that title right. But I did play that game, and I did go ahead and do a pretty nice review on our site, if you guys have read that. Also, I've been playing a little bit of Panzer General, getting a review of that that's going to be out here shortly. And for the most part, I am really waiting to get Borderlands. I'm really excited about Borderlands. I'm about to pick that up today or tomorrow. And pretty much that's all I've been playing. A little bit of that, just playing a little around a little bit of my arcade games. But for the most part, South Park, Let's Go Tower Defense, Play, which we will be discussing later on the podcast. So I'll talk more about that then. Pez?
I've been playing Borderlands. My review for that should be up probably tomorrow. Just finalizing a little bit more so I can be the most informed I can be for all of you out there in the internet land. I've also been playing a bit of Tales of Vesperia. I almost finished my first run through after many hours. I have here in my hot little hands Forza 3 and Brutal Legend also to play, and also I am looking very forward to playing Ballad of Gay Tony, which I just downloaded last night, and that is all.
Okay, I guess that's to me with next week's releases. Okay, over in the US, Tam, you guys are getting Dragon Age Origins. That's also going to be released at the same time as 2 pieces of DLC, The Stone Prisoner and Warden's Keep. And a lot of people have been looking forward to that game, especially you kind of like a Lord of the Rings sort of dragon-loving fans. Not the sort of thing I'm into, but whatever. Okay, then Lego Rock Band's going to be coming out. I know director Dom liked the look of this because he loves the Lego games and he quite enjoys the music games. So Fuller will probably be getting this one as well. Then we've got Jurassic The Hunted. Band Heroes also coming out in America next week. Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition, which I believe it was said to come out quite a while ago, but it's only just coming out now. And then finally, Pro Evolution Soccer 2010, or PES as most of us know it.
What? Then, did someone say my name?
No, I didn't say your name, PES.
Yeah.
Soccer 2010. Okay, and then over in the UK, we're going to be getting Cars Racerama, so probably another easy 1,000G there.
Ironically, this game is actually the first Wave 4 game to come out, so all you hackers sucked in because you can't burn it yet.
Oh, they're going to want to play that so much. It's going to be a bad game, but they're going to want to play it.
Well, actually, Episodes of Liberty City is also the next Wave 4 game, so they can't play it either, and that's popular, so sucked in! Go ahead and buy the game, you tight bastards.
Yeah, pay for your games. Okay, then. Next coming out in the UK is also CSI Deadly Intent. If it's anything like the first one, that's going to be another easy 1,000G for people who have the questionable mind and want to go in there and investigate. Wasn't a big fan of the first one myself, but did play it. Okay, then also we're getting DJ Hero and DJ Hero Renegade Edition. I have no idea what that includes, but I'm sure you'll find that on the... Is it Red Octane that are doing DJ Hero? Anybody?
I know Activision are the publisher.
Okay, Activision's DJ Hero. You'll probably find that on Activision's website. Okay, and then finally in the UK, we're getting Tekken 6, the Standard Edition, the Limited Edition, and the Limited Arcade Stick Edition. But that's probably going to be quite expensive. As we know, special editions have been recently, especially with the Modern Warfare 2 special edition. Okay, and finally, in Australia, you guys are getting Dragon Age Origins. I presume you'll be getting the two pieces of DLC with that one as well, seeing as DLC is...
I assume it's global, yeah.
Yeah, global. Tekken 6, I presume you'll be getting the three editions of that as well. I've just got the one here, yep. But I presume all three. And finally, Dragon Ball Raging Blast, which I downloaded the demo for, and it looks nice as usual, and I like Dragon Ball Z, but God, those games are hard to control.
And they suck.
They're fun if you've got a group of people and you just sit there and smash the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Is it like the it anime was... where you play it for an hour and a half and then after that, only after that, does some action happen?
Oh, no. No. Dragon Ball, it's right into the action and it's really fast and hard to keep up with and the controls and there's loads of combinations and... Oh, no.
Nice.
It's really fast. But yeah, that's it for the releases this week. Next week.
So we're going to go ahead and head into our main section for this week. And our main section for this week is going to be, as we've discussed a little bit earlier, South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. Now, South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play was released on the Xbox Live Arcade. And I must tell you, from everyone I've spoken to, they've liked this game a lot. Basically, a little bit about the story. In South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play, I would call it SPLGTDP, but that's going to be too hard for me to get.
Why don't you just crack that acronym right down? Let's have a look what it should actually come out as.
South Park.
South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. Oh, that's easy. It's Spligatipa. Spligatipa.
Okay, from now on it should be referred to as South Park the Exceedingly Long Game. Oh no, that's just as long. Damn!
South Park Long. The title is actually part of the humor, at least to me. A little bit about the story of the game is you're playing as the main four characters, everyone knows, Cartman, Kyle, Stan, and Kenny. So basically something or someone is threatening the town of South Park, and basically they're sending hordes or groups of enemies, characters you guys know and love from the actual television show, hippies, sixth graders, crab people, in waves to go destroy the town.
Don't forget the ginger kids.
You do get the ginger kids. Everyone loves the ginger kids. So basically, you guys are building towers, very creative towers, and you can also use the snow to make different paths, basically, to go ahead and defeat these enemies. So the game is actually really fun, but it does have its amazing twist, which is a good take on the tower defense genre, as in the characters themselves are the ones that can move around, they can build the towers, and they're also towers themselves in a way by the fact that they can throw snowballs at the enemies. So basically you have four extra towers that you have. They also have special abilities from Cartman doing a carpet bomb of a way, and you also have Butters doing his I've got something in my front pocket for you tap dance to kill the enemies, which was an amazing episode, one of my favorites. So it's really good. Now, everyone here has had a chance to play the game. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So what do you think about it, Pez?
I only played it single player. And when you play this game single player, you do get it has been designed well in the way that the other characters that normally would be played by other people, they can stand there and act as their own little tower and throw snowballs automatically, which is good. But I think a little bit of this game is lost on single-player experience. I think multiplayer this game really, really shines, and it is a lot of fun. But just playing by myself, it's still fun, but you lose a lot of the experience. And also, I don't watch South Park. I haven't watched South Park since... maybe 2000. So a lot of the humor is lost on me as well. So, yeah, I didn't really understand some of the jokes that were going on or anything like that. So, but I think if you're, like I said, if you're a big South Park fan, and you've got some friends, I don't have any friends. I couldn't afford to pay them this month. So, you lose a bit of the experience that way. But it is a fun little game. The towers are a bit of fun. I think that I did have a little bit of problem with the controls, where I accidentally hit B a few times and it just automatically sells a tower you're standing next to or on, and that was a bit annoying. But yeah, it's still a fun game. What about you, Azamaran?
Well, as with you, I started off by only playing the game single player, and I thought it was fun, and it had I like South Park a lot, so I got most of the comedy references, and it was quite fun. I like the way the game starts off with like the little comic strip flash in between, and like you got the different enemies come in, you got the ginger kids and the hippies and all the little catchphrases and the cows and stuff. So I love the South Park humor about it, like the long title and things like that. And then the first thing I thought was, wow, this is a different mechanic. I've not played tower defense like this before, because normally it's just place your towers and get running, and that's basically it. You basically fast forward, like most people recognize from things like Defense Grid or just the original tower defense games. But then I noticed that you actually have control over one of four of the characters at any time. You can switch in and out of between like the different characters. And I thought that this was a really good take on the tower defense game actually itself. So with your special attacks, you can place the unused characters where you want. So they work as basically three towers, and they've got all their special abilities. So say if you put an unused character, say like Cartman, right at the front, so he's continuously attacking enemies and he's always doing damage to them. His special will build up even though you're not using him, and then if you get in quick, like a sticky situation, just run straight over there and use his carpet bomb. So I think it's an okay game single player, but it really, as you say, Pez, it shines as a multiplayer, because once I finished playing single player, I went online just with the trial and I was able to play online with Dom, and that's when the game really came into his own, because we were taking jobs like as ourselves. Like Dom was making sure that right at the start of the game no one slipped through the defenses, whilst I went around building and powering up towers, and then as I was collecting coins, he was making sure no one was getting through and killing anyone that got past the towers. And then at the end you get like the little mini game of each level where your towers basically explode and you get all the money back from them, and you can run around and collect them all up, which on your own is really hard to do because you've got to run like all the way around the screen. But with two, three, or even four people, you'd be able to clear up all the coins really quickly. So this game really does shine when you're playing as a group. So a good game, a solid multiplayer game, definitely. Lacking a little bit in the single player, but still fun, especially if you're a South Park fan, because you're just going to love the comedy references with it. The art style is just South Park. I like the way they wobble from left to right instead of walking, because that's how they did it on the original South Park episodes, where it was literally just made out of paper. So yeah, big South Park fan myself, really like the game, especially the multiplayer.
And that's pretty much the overview of the game. And it's not just that it's not fun single player, it gets in the later levels really not only frustrating, but it's hard to keep up. You're really gonna need those people there to make sure that you have everything built. Playing some of I played on hard the first time through, and I had actually downgraded to casual, and in some of the later levels, you don't even have really a chance to build the maze for the characters, or you really don't have a chance to get all your towers in set before they actually start coming. So really, you know, basically, I don't see how anyone's going to beat this game on Insane alone. I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that are just way better than I am, but you know, it's just there. And like you said, Pez, I kind of wish there was, you don't know a lot of the references and a lot of the jokes. I mean, if you saw the crap people walk on, you're not like laughing immediately remembering that episode. And so a lot of the sound bites, I know I said in my review, a lot of the sound bites are things that are references of something else, or just reused sound bites. Like, Like, I did mention Butter's special is him tap dancing around with his I've Got Something in My Front Pocket for You song playing. And for me, that that is one of the most hilarious episodes ever. But number one, the song is...
Just for you. Give a little speech, say, how do you do?
That is like... That's the best. But if you've never seen that episode and you've never heard that song and you've never seen that episode, you're losing out. So it all fits well in this nice package. But if you do play this game, and you should, everyone should have this game as a party game or an online mess around game. You need to get this game and you need to find some friends and play it with to get the full experience. It's a good, solid game.
Check the review on the website.
Yes, read my review and argue with me and rate it 1 star. Can you still rate it for our review?
Or praise it. You can also have the option of praising anything if you like it.
Yeah, you can still rate anything we put up on the website. You actually have to go into the article to rate it and see the rating.
Oh. It was basically. Has anybody rated any of my stuff? Bad, poorly? Can I rate my own stuff? Because I'd rate everything like a 5.
Only if you sign out.
So, I would actually play South Park with anybody who actually will win our contest.
Oh, yeah, the contest.
And that's a promise. Nice segue.
That's plus not plus. A promise. That's just a maybe because, like, seriously, if I'm tired, I'd be like, listen, dude, you got to wait till next time because I'm tired.
Well, you just said you will.
Oh, I mean, I would.
I heard it. That is a soundbite.
I would, but it'd be like, can we play next Thursday at 7:22?
I'm just saying, maybe you should be more specific in your promises and maybe say, I may play with you if I'm not tired or hungry or sleepy.
Just think back exactly what you said.
Yes,
I may play with.
I will. I will.
If play. I'm not tired or sleepy or doing something. You sound like
No.
Well, I'm just saying he may not play if he's got a headache.
Take an aspirin.
Well, we'll do something instead. I'll take a rain check and maybe I'll read a book of Curious George to you.
While he strokes your hair.
Over Xbox Live. We can sit and we can wear snuggies. Like
a Gears of War snuggie. If you don't have a snuggie,
you can wear like a backwards robe, because that's all it is. So as I did promise earlier, I will play South Park Tower Defense Let's Go Play.
You never and I got get that wrong. Name right.
No, I will. It's South Park, Let's Go, Tower Defense, Play! ! The amazing game from Double Six and published by Microsoft and Xbox Live Arcade. So if you want to win a copy to play this game with us, all you need to do is pay attention to the podcast posts and we will have a link to the South Park Studio site. What you're going to do is go to the South Park Studio site and you can make your own South Park character. Now, you can make yourself. You can make a famous person. You can make a South Park version of a cartoon character, say Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. No one steal that because that's going to be my entry if I could enter, but I'm a member of the staff and I can't.
Maybe just you can enter anyway, just for the lols.
I could. Maybe I will make Shaggy so that no one else can steal it. So basically, you make your own character, South Park-ified. It could be yourself, famous person, cartoon character, anything you want.
Anything.
You can even do a little bit of a backstory, a description, 25 words or less. And, I know we had something last time.
He means do.
Do. Yes. You do. You should. Maybe. It'll be a good invite. I mean, if it's yourself, explain, what's going on with yourself. So I know.
A sandwich.
That's right. And my name is Sandwich Man 323 on Xbox Live. I know we said 25 words or less. Are we going to be sticking to that? Because I know
All right, put it this way. It's not a set limit. We say 25 words or less mostly because we don't want to read paragraphs of blabber. But
that's right. We don't need like a 6-page novel of what this character has been doing.
A 6-page thing would only be a novella. I just wanted to correct you.
I thought it was novelette.
No, it's novella. Oh, actually, maybe Six Pages would be a novelette. I'm sure it's novella.
Was it a novella like a Spanish soap opera?
Track.
Okay, well, if anyone knows exactly what a six-page piece of prose would be, please do drop us a message on the site in the forums, of which you should join anyway.
That's right. The forum. After you make your character, you need to come to our contest thread in our forum at xboxinsider.net. You click on the forums link at the top. If you're not already registered, you should be. Go ahead and register for the forums. Take a look around. Read some articles, and then you want to head over to the contest forum. And in the contest thread, the official contest thread, you need to go ahead and post your entry. Winners will be picked, chosen, and announced on our next podcast. So I'd like to go ahead and tell everybody that I hope they win. Good luck. Be creative. Be fun. Most of all, have fun. And our two winners will be able to play South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play with me. Possibly.
If you're not tired or have a headache.
Lastly, with the contest, I'd like to thank our friends over at Microsoft and Double Six Games for the ability to make this contest possible and bring this to you guys. So, as always, support these companies and take a look at their other products.
I've got a little announcement to add at the end. Congrats to
Dom and Aaron on the conception of their first child.
Oh, yeah. Two men having.
Oh, you guys! Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a magazine.
Maybe they want it to be a surprise. Both.
Okay. All right.
Go on, Harry.
Well, Dom's not actually going to talk, so I'll just say it. If you're from the UK, you may have heard of it. It's a quite popular magazine, 360 Gamer. We'll be having a full-page advertisement in next month's issue of 360 Gamer, which should be coming out on the 15th of November. Dom's typing right now, just to correct me. 12th of 12th. November. So that'll be out on the 12th of November, and our advertisement's going to be in there. So hopefully we get a few more people join the... Well, more a load more people join the community, so we can really broaden our horizons and bring more people around, spread the word. But yeah, so we will be featured as a full-page advertisement in 360 Gamer. It'll be the November edition. Okay, Ed, if
that
you...
That would make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
I said that would make sense if it comes out in November.
Oh.
Okay. No, actually, I thought magazines came out a month early, actually.
Yeah, but this is going to come out like... Well, it'd probably be the December edition then.
Oh, actually, yeah,
yes,
it probably would.
I think it is.
I apologize.
I think magazines come out. Yeah, the magazines come out like a little bit earlier, because I always remember I'm always getting magazines. I'm like, what the January? It's December.
Okay.
So yeah, if you're a massive fan of the site, go buy the magazine in the UK. If you're not in the UK, fly to the UK because you love the site so much and buy the magazine.
You can come and visit me at my house and I'll sign it for you.
No, I won't.
All right, guys. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us once again on the Xbox Insider Podcast. We had a great time here with everything. So I hope you guys look forward to the new releases we went ahead and reported on. Also, wanted to go ahead and suggest everyone go pick up South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. Also, must remember, everyone, and we will see you guys on our official forums, to go ahead and head over to South Park Studios or SP Studios. Get your creation made and join us for the contest so we can go ahead and get those winners announced. I've had an amazing time here today, joined as always by Aaron.
Thank you kindly.
And also Jason.
Thank you.
And keeping us on track and getting us some vital information, Director's Dom and Assistant Director Second Unit Fuller.
Actually, I think his name's French. I think it's Foulois.
Foulois?
Foulois?
I'm joking. If anything, Fuller should be Director 1 and Dom should be Director 2.
No, I think Dom should be the king.
You think, okay, so you think Dom is like a Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
And Fuller is like the man that directed Wanted?
Pineapple Express.
Oh, no. Oh, Fuller, you can be craft services.
Ouch.
or a gaffer.
Yeah. Fuller, if you're going to be craft services, can I have a sandwich?
Enough fun making, or we'll find ourselves without jobs. I am, as always, Edward. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. We've all had a great time, and we will see you guys on the next podcast, where we'll be announcing the winners of our South Park contest. See you then.
Bye.
See you then, everybody. Some effort into it, Fez. Ah!
Bye.
Rather, in 2 weeks. Okay, crap.
Are you actually always Edward?
Sometimes he's Lucy on the weekend. Does he dress
after 5 o'clock at night, he's Cecile.